This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two of What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition, happy June 16th, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Right now, the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own, I can tell you from experience, are $49.98. You got to have that promo code, though. All right, that's like $90 off. And the reason you say, well, $140 for slippers. Well, first of all, have you priced footwear lately? High quality, well-built footwear? That's what these slippers are. Think Uggs, thick soles. Thick suede, that heavy stitching, fur line. They got the impact gel and the memory foam in them. Right now, $49.98 with the promo code SCOTT. Pretty simple. MyPillow.com. Right on the front page there, you click on Radio Listener Specials, and boom, you go in there. And not only that, but you can do all your shopping there, and that promo code applies for everything. He's got a buy one, get one, the TV special going on for the pillows with your promo code. You got the mattress topper. They're 30% off on those with the promo code. And they've got a great deal. Buy one, get one free on the towel sets. So with the promo code SCOTT. Or call 800-506-9028. And you can do it that way as well. The offer won't last long on the slippers, though. MyPillow.com. Promo code is SCOTT. And coming up, Scott, speaking of Scott, his conversation with for our Energy Matters segment towards the end of this segment. Let's chat with Craig Bleeth about the Project Tundra deal going on in North Dakota. Conversation he had before he went to Norway.
Okay, well, we'll link him in at the end a little later, but right now we've had some people holding over and calling back on the phone. We've got texts coming in. We've hit some hot buttons out there people want to talk about. Let's go to Brady. Brady from Vegas. Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Buenos Dias, North Dakota.
Buenos Dias, there we go.
Yes.
What's on my mind is the environmental wackos on the left again now are proposing to close 3,500 leases for oil. And if that goes through, we are finished. They just closed over 1 million acres for oil leases in Alaska. Also, this month, at the end of June, all offshore drilling by Louisiana and the Gulf there is stopped until they can come up with a new lease agreement from the government. Well, they're not doing nothing like that. So here you got the Gulf shut down, you got the Keystone shut down, you got the Enbridge shut down, you got Alaska shut down, you got nothing coming in from, why can't we get our extra oil from Canada? We've asked them, all we got to do is ask Canada, can we have an extra 1 million barrels of oil? And boom, we have it right now. But they won't do that. So I think it's time, everybody cross, we're hearing this right now, grab your gun, join the militia, and let's fight this federal government before we're finished.
Well, I appreciate your call, Brady, and you know, it's very interesting. You talk about the federal leases and things and, you know, the restrictions, and I think when I was in Washington, D.C. at USDA, I think we counted up 10 different agencies that were working against oil production. I mean, you know, and you're talking about the Department of Transportation with trucking and rig loads and, you know, and transportation restrictions and things. You're talking about the EPA, of course. You're talking, you know, I mean, it's just on all fronts, and it's just ridiculous. I don't get it. I mean, hey, people don't understand. People have no idea. They live in their little cubicles in Washington, D.C., and they just do not get the strength, the power of the United States of America that's been driven by low-cost, abundant energy.
It's a problem.
These
bubble dwellers that never get out among, and they talk about the vast majority of Americans, and they never leave the Beltway. And so you stop talking. You don't have any credibility. You're not among us. You're not out here. You rarely go out here. When you do, it's all canned and put on for theater. It's ridiculous.
And Brady's right. I mean, there's just an effort. There's an effort to shut it down. And, Brady, I do not suggest we get guns out. I mean, I think that's a bad idea and not something we should even be talking about because we don't need to foment, armed revolution here. But
you know, that's come up, though. I mean,
well,
you know, we're not going to do that. But are we not? I mean,
well, we're so,
at what point are we pushed too far where it's just life is not livable anymore? and we can't do what we want to do.
And
I mean, you're can't
right.
wait
I
till mean, whenever you get, November.
You get pushed. You get pushed. You get pushed.
Right.
And we are pushed all the time, but you know, armed threats of firearms.
That's an insurrection.
Against is not the way to solve it. And that's not America. It's not freedom. It's not the United States. Let's just not have that conversation.
Good point. Well, for sure.
Thank you, Brady. Appreciate your call. Oh, he's not. Oh.
And another one dropped off. 800-228-0550 is the number. Got open lines, 800-228-0550. Happy to take your call.
Yeah, so we've got some open phone lines. Give us a shout. But we also have some texts rolling in. And, you know, a lot of it is based on rhinos. Of course, we're talking about rhinos. And we're talking about compromise. We're talking about Washington, D.C. and how awful it is. There's a fair amount of frustration out there and difficulty. And you know, just how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? there's a text here about attack dog Pat Finken dumping huge amounts of negative mailers into the establishment to get their hand-picked boy elected over the district choice. Pat Finken, I can't remember the something alliance. I can't remember what the PAC is, but, you know, huge dollars in races all over the state, against endorsed candidates, whatever the case may be. Difficult, and I don't like the money in politics, and I think it's ruining what's going on. We've got some callers. Let's go to Mike, I think calling in from Las Vegas. Mike, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm on vacation down in Vegas. That last call with Brady is one of my best friends. I'm on my way over to town. She's dead on. The caller before that's dead on about rhinos. Scott, and Senator Cramer is the definition of a rhino. There's not a stimulus bill that he hasn't voted for. He'll probably vote for the Build Back Better bill after Manchin trims it down. Scott Hanneken, he's a rhino. He's a total rhino. He's for the war in Ukraine, where we're funding the Nazis. And also, he's vax happy. He's had, I think, four of the shots, which is, you're not conservative if you've taken one shot and gone along with that corrupt criminal Fauci and his master Biden and Obama. They're all rhinos. Kramer is disgusting. If they don't impeach Biden on day one, Kramer should be run out of the House. He should be pounding his desk to impeach the entire administration, tie their butts up for the next 2 years, or like Brady says, this country is lost. We're in trouble. They're shutting down 99 food processing plants that burned. Biden has an arson team out burning them down. I don't even think it's Biden. If you look at the pictures, this guy's not Biden. He's got a CRM mask on. And I'm telling you right now, if we don't get rid of these rhinos and Scott doesn't change his ways, North Dakota is going to turn into a stiff pool.
Well, we appreciate your comments, Mike, and man, vent that frustration. I mean, we all have it. It's all awful, and hopefully people like you, all people are getting to that point of saying, look, this is crazy. We can't do it. We've got to rise up and do something about it. Let's join together and get that done and hopefully work through the elective process, to make that happen. So appreciate your comments, Mike. I'm going to go off to Dave. Dave is calling in from Minnesota. Dave, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Ed, I wanted to share something with you and get your perspective. I've been an activist now I'm into my eighth year here in Minnesota, and what I've observed all over the counties in western Minnesota is, you know, we get Republicans elected, and that's super important, right? If the other party's in power, you can't do much. But once we get them elected, I find that too often party officers, elected officers within the party, not public officials, and activists, they end up too often, it seems, for lack of a better word, slobbering at the feet of their elected representatives, and never even trying to keep them accountable while they're in office. You know, they come to monthly meetings, and nobody ever asks the question like, "Why did you vote on this?" and "How does that how does that support the enduring cause of conservatism?" And I even see it higher up you go in the party officers. you know, this automatic attitude that we're going to automatically reelect the incumbent rather than having a healthy skepticism and always looking for a better candidate to replace the incumbent. I think that that latter attitude of, hey, yeah, it's great that so-and-so is in office, but what if somebody comes along who's 100 times better? Shouldn't we always be eager to look for a better person? And that's what's lacking, and I was wondering what your perspective is on that within Republican politics.
Well, I think you're right, Dave, and you know I have two responses. One is the first call after I was elected was from a previous Democrat governor, and so the next morning I don't even went to bed, but the next morning a call from the governor and Democrat governor, and you know he said, listen, be true to yourself. Be true to what you stand for. Don't govern by principle, by politics. Don't govern by polls. Don't govern by headlines. Stand for what you believe in. And that was really cool. The other thing was when I was seeking the chair of Republican governors, I called George Bush, Governor George Bush, for his vote. I asked him for his vote. He said, you have my vote.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Of course, great lunch specials every day. Home cooking, grab and go convenience at all locations. Plus, it's June. We're halfway through. Tons of great deals. If everywhere from the International Delight, the creamers. Specials on firewood this time of year, and it's Thursday. That means you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents. Any size, 79 cents today at all PetroServe USA's. Helping American fuel better, and they're really trying. Whether you get Marathon, a number of different sources that they buy gas from. So they shop around, they can, Hard to get the great price now, but they're doing the best they can at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Okay, here we are with Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Henin today. And we've got about 2 minutes for John, who's been holding on. John from Newtown. John, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, you made a comment about the last guy that called in and said something about the guns. And you know what? I think he's right because, you know, you said that this country isn't about guns and isn't founded on guns. This country was established on weapons. And to this day, if you're not an armed society, your Second Amendment right is gone. And they're just going to walk over the top of us, and that's what the Democrats want. And, you know, I mean, this country needs our firearms, you know, because we need to revolt against this country because it's become a monster out of control. That's all I got to say, I'll listen for your response. Thank you.
Getting back on air. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And, you know, I mean, everybody's frustrated. Everybody's having a difficult time. I get it. But, you know, armed resistance is not the issue. Armed resistance is not won't accomplish a dang thing other than all of us getting crushed out here. You know, so, that's just not the way to go. I mean, we have to marshal our resources, our human resources, our ability. We have to elect the right people. We've got to fight in there for our policies and get a direct. I get it. I understand the frustration.
You know, and here's the one thing, if I could, just for a second, I'd weigh in. You talk about, you know, taking up arms and, you know, taking on the government in that way. If it comes to that, I mean, if we got to a point where that would be, you know, literally we've completely disintegrated, we've completely fallen apart, it's on us, yeah, then we can go there. But before we get there, I mean, some of these, like they talk about turning us communists and all, I can't find a single friend of mine, and I have a lot of friends in the military that are active. I have a lot of my best friend is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. I have lots of friends in law enforcement. I can't find one of them that'll say, yeah, we'd follow those orders. We need to go take every gun from every citizen in the country. I can't find one friend in law enforcement or the military that says, yeah, okay, we'll go do that. Yeah. Maybe there are. But you know what I mean? I don't know that we ever get that. I don't know.
You know, well, you know, let's just talk about
like movie stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I wanted to get back to one thing. Then we've got a segment with Craig Bleeth and a comment interview he had with Scott before Scott left. But right, we got cut off when we were talking to Dave from Minnesota, and he was saying, you know, what about swapping out. Candidates and getting new ones and all. I was relating a story from George Bush. George said to me when I was campaigning for a chairman of Republican governors, I asked for his vote. He said, "You've got my vote unless someone better comes along."
All right, let's get our Energy Matters segment in here. Talking about the Project Tundra. Scotty had a conversation with Craig Bleeth of Minn Kota.
Craig Bleeth. Craig is the Vice President of Power Supply for Minn Kota Power Cooperative. We're going to talk about Project Tundra, a billion-dollar project which is designed to capture 90% of the man-made CO2 produced at the Milton R. Young Station and sequestered underground or used for enhanced oil recovery. So glad to get an update on this exciting project. A lot of moving parts to this, and we've been following it every step of the way. Craig, thanks for taking the time with us.
Well, sure. Scott, thank you for the invitation.
So give me the history here a little bit. When did the Project Tundra project get underway?
You know, it really started back in probably about the 2015 time frame. So it's been kind of a seven-year process of development for the project. Many steps taken, baby steps in the beginning, and finally reached some critical mass, maybe, I suppose, about in the 2018 timeframe, when the pre-FEED was kicked off, and then a FEED, which is a front-end engineering design study, after that. So, yeah, so it was a long project, long in the development timeframe, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's big, so I guess it takes time. Things take time for sure, and this one has been, but it's been fascinating to watch. You just kind of continue to move down the track. partnerships have been key to that. Tell us a little bit about the key partners. Who are they?
Key partners, of course, the state of North Dakota and the Department of Energy have been key partners in participating in the, along with Minn Kota, in the costs of the project to date. Certainly, many great partners in the consulting world, and especially with EERC, who did a lot of work for us on early on in the project, and also they're very expert in carbon storage and managing some of the carbon safe efforts projects. Kind of a technology development effort of DOE as to how to safely store carbon and sequester it in secure geologic storage. So they've been very good partners to have along with us. And, of course, the state of North Dakota through the Lignite Research Council and the North Dakota Industrial Commission have been very supportive, and we couldn't have gotten to this point without that support.
How do you fund this, Craig? Where's the funding come from?
The construction of the project really is funded through the 45Q tax credit. So, and that is that needs to cover the capital cost of the project along with all the O&M costs annually for the 12 years the project would be eligible. And also pay for the sequestration development, the profit for return on equity for the tax equity investors. So all those items have to be paid for through the $50 per ton tax credit that occurs over the length of the project. So
total price tag on this is what?
Total price tag is in the range of $1.5 billion, and of course now we're in this this time where we have commodity increases, scarcity and increases in price, inflationary prices. Supply chain difficulties. So some of those items will definitely have an impact on cost of the project that have to be borne by someone. So
there you go. That's Craig Bleith with Minn Kota Power talking about Project Tundra on our Energy Matters segment here on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the number. Talking to Ellie Schaefer. I think she's related.
Ellie's coming up. Yeah. Daughter Ellie.
Ellie. Get some perspective coming up on What's On Your Mind. Right back.
If you're fed up with cable news, it's time for a change. It's time for Greta Van Susteren again. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch Newsmax all the time, and Greta is taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central tonight and every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta gives you real news and the facts you need to know. So check out Newsmax new lineup with Greta, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bowling, Greg Kelly, and more. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them, demand it, and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes seconds, and start watching anytime, anywhere. Watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren tonight and switch to Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's January 6 hearing from the House Select Committee will be focused on Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Pence will not be at the hearing. The Abbott Laboratories plant in Michigan, which was the center of the nation's baby formula crisis, has stopped production again. Severe storms flooded its Sturgis, Michigan plant. Soft on crime has caused two in blue to lose their lives this week. The suspect, 35-year-old Justin Flores, who gunned down two El Monte police officers at a motel outside Los Angeles Tuesday, was on probation for illegally carrying a gun. The officers were killed responding to a report of a stabbing. The suspect was also killed in a shootout with other officers. El Monte Mayor Jessica Ancona.
These men were dedicated to their careers, and even more so as sons, husbands, and fathers.
We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at the Village Cooperative. It's a new, awesome cooperative housing development going in Fargo. I think they're a little over half sold out now. Active adults over 62. Beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, great balconies, lots of amenities, single level living. And the best part about it is when you're living in a co-op environment, no maintenance. It's all maintenance free living. No shoveling, no mowing, no none of that. And they've got a ton of fun stuff going on. They've got garden areas and things that. And you'll never have to replace another roof, a window, appliance, and you get all the benefits of the ownership. So you'll own the home, the headaches, someone else. You want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars, call Carrie today. Village Co-op in Fargo, 701-997-2900. 701-997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com. New fantastic facility, neighborhood coming to Fargo.
And here we are. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennen on the What's on Your Mind show. You know, it's before we get into our next guest, I want to respond to one text that came in that said, we're not interested in Ed Schaefer's 1984 understanding of government in 2022. I thought, you know, it's pretty interesting. First of all, I was elected in 1992, so it's my 1992 vision of government. But, you know, I think you should be interested in my understanding of government because in my administration, we lowered the cost of government in North Dakota for the first time. In our administration, we reduced regulations and sought investment. In our administration, we championed individual endeavor versus government government oversight. You know, I think we should be more interested in my view of government these days. It would solve a lot of the problems that we have now. And you know, if you want to calculate what's happened since I got to office, you know, calculate it. But I'll tell you what. I think we should be more interested in my philosophy of government and what happened in the 90s because we did Republicans, what conservatives, what people wanted in their government. We reduced the cost, we individualized, and we incentivized investment. And that pushed our economy to where it is today. By the way, we started the project with horizontal drilling. Which eventually, you know, jumped up the whole Bakken Discovery project and set our economy on fire. So, anyway, thanks for the comment, but I believe maybe we should be thinking more about our government in the 1990s. Anyway, so here we are. What's on your mind? Our next guest is Ellie Schaefer. Ellie is the daughter, my daughter, our daughter, and while Ellie was born in Grand Forks.
Ellie's the daughter of me.
Ellie's the daughter of me. How do you say that? Yeah. I'm not sure these days. And when men could get pregnant, I'm not sure how you do that. But Ellie was born in Grand Forks but lives in San Francisco. She worked for 8 years in the Obama administration, director of the White House Visitor's Office. Met everybody in the world, of course. That's a wonderful job. I, of course, worked in the Bush administration. I'm a conservative. She's a liberal. We have a lot of interesting family conversations. And Ellie, we were just together last weekend out in Medora. We had a family reunion out there, and it was fun to have everybody together. But I thought it'd be fun to get you on today. We've been having some interesting conversations about Republicans and Democrats and our government and where we're going. And you always have a fun perspective. And welcome aboard, Ellie Schaefer.
Hey, thank you. Nice to see you. I know it was just a couple days, since I've seen you. So that's been fun. it was so great to be back in North Dakota last weekend. I missed it. We haven't been able to travel for a couple years because of COVID. But, it was fun to get back. And, I think we flew into Dickinson and then drove to Medora. And I think next time I got to fly into Bismarck because I missed out on the pizza burgers and the brown cow from
the big boy.
So
you got to hang on to those traditions.
I know. But it was great. It's so great to be back in North Dakota and, back in Medora. And we, play a little putt-putt. One of us might have beat the other Schaefer on this radio station. And it's so great to be back there. And it was a lot of fun, so, yeah. I think that there was, we were at one point driving, we went over to the park to drive around and just kind of look around. It was nice to see everything green, by the way.
Oh, my.
Out here in California, we're still in drought, and so we had come in on Thursday night, so we were just on the just got in right after the big rainstorm, so everything was just beautiful and green and wide open. It was pretty cool. But we were driving through. We were listening to K-Fire for old time's sake as we drove through the park and listened to all the political ads, gearing up for political season and cracking up because out here in California, we do not get the same type of ads that are in North Dakota. So it was kind of fun to just hear all the pro-gun and pro-coal and, all those ads and quite a bit of negative ads, too. I was actually kind of surprised.
So an example. So we probably had some pro-Second Amendment ads out there. We probably had some, social issue ads out there. We probably had some Democrats are awful. ads out there. So what'd you see? What was the contrast?
Yeah, I think, the difference is, the negativity is just kind of an interesting one. There was a lot of ads, of course, not by the candidate themselves, but by a, committee for or, whatnot, attacking, other candidates
and
say, that was kind of an interesting, an interesting one. I'm just, not used to that in, listening to that in North Dakota. One, when I was there, and I know, talk about the 90s. I mean, that's when I was, I left in 92 is right after you were elected. And, life was just very different, and it just wasn't as negative and wasn't as attacking the other person as a bad person. It was more of conversation about philosophical beliefs and differences and why your plan is better than, somebody else's plan and, things like that. Not necessarily just what an awful person, the opposition is. So.
Well, it is interesting. And, that negativity has kind of taken its way not only in North Dakota, but all over, negative ads. And, negative ads have proven to work in the past. But, I'm not so sure that we haven't taken it a little too far with some of the personal attacks that are there. But, it seems
to me. How do you not? For example, Ellie, you live in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
You're in San Francisco. Are you in Nancy Pelosi's district?
I am.
Do you vote for her? Did you vote for her?
Yes.
Why would you vote for that? I've been to San Francisco. I got married there once. The once great city of San Francisco is gone. I mean, I was there within a year and a half ago or so. I mean, I don't know how you look at that city and go, what a great success and what a great job she's doing. I don't. And then you look at her husband and the intrinsic, the total you know, corruption to this guy and this family. I don't know how you could possibly cast a vote for that. Explain it to me. What how did she sell you?
First of all, Nancy Pelosi is a member of Congress. She is not in charge of running San Francisco. That's the San Francisco government that does that. So if you want to have a conversation about the Board of Supervisors
what has Nancy Pelosi done for San Francisco in your estimation? What does she do?
What every congressperson does. You know, I mean, they bring home the dollars. They, you know, they represent your beliefs in Congress. You know, and they bring those values to Congress. Like her or not, she is the third most, you know, she's third in line succession for the presidency.
Which is scary.
She's very, well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it could go either way. But, you know, one of my favorites was during, right after the election of now President Biden, so there was some Republicans who were trying to figure out how to keep Biden out of office. And they had come up with a plan that would have actually put the Speaker of the House in charge of as president. And until they realized that the Speaker of the House was Nancy Pelosi, they quickly abandoned that plan. So that was one of my favorite times, you know, after the election. So,
you know, back to where we were in the conversation, you know, we were talking about the negative campaigning and the money that's going in, and you know, are people getting fed up with that? Is it getting to be too much? You know, you got George Soros that's pounding all his money into the campaigns and getting crazy people elected. You know, is that where we need to go?
Well, I think, you know, one, you've got George Soros, you've got the Koch brothers, right? They're on both sides. This is not one of those things where it's just Republicans or just Democrats doing this. It's both sides who are doing this. And I think, you know, you need to look at, you know, a lot of the traditional winner-take-all election, which is what a lot of the elections are, which is the person with the most votes wins on the, you know, the first pass, has a tendency to reward negativity. And so a lot of people clam onto that, and that's how they run their campaigns. Here in San Francisco, we have what's called ranked choice voting, which is, you know, you might not be someone's preferred candidate. You can be their second choice. And so, you know, so it's hard to run a negative campaign. Not that it doesn't get done, but it's hard to run a negative campaign because you don't want anybody to not like you, because you can actually come in third on the first ballot and still win the race, because they take, you know, they go down, they knock out the bottom. Then they recalculate the votes, then they knock out the bottom, they recalculate the votes until there's a clear winner. And so, you know, that kind of ranked choice voting, you know, helps, you know, prevent the negativity. But, you know, and traditionally in the United States and, you know, other places that have that winner take all mentality, that negativity is, you know, is rewarded. And the voters either with you or against you, you know, and you campaign that way.
Well, that old ranked choice voting, in my opinion, is the dumbest thing in history of the world.
We've got
approval voting. We've got approval here voting in Fargo, you know, and so it's like participation ribbon. You know, if you get on the ballot, you get a vote, right? It's like, you know, that just makes no sense to me. We had some conversations about that yesterday on air about purposeful voting and choosing the candidate. Not just, oh, I like to give somebody a star, you know, give them a like on Facebook. You know, it's like that doesn't mean to me how we shape our government. A lot of people, Ellie, today that we've been talking to are frustrated. They're sick of our government. They don't think our government's going in the right direction. And, you know, voting is an issue of the way out of that, you know, and we've got to get the people we all care for and want into office, get them in charge of direction. People are frustrated, people are difficult, and you know, it's just awful. Our government's going down the tubes, and we're all sitting here watching doing it.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more.
ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Beverly, wake up! Stand up! Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. This is Mark Mandan. It's covered. About 75 is the approximate number of quality certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now. Of course, you can check out the new Buicks, the new GMC, SchwannBuickGMC.com. You can shop from your couch or your living room if you'd like. Schedule service, do all of that. Now, if you want what you want, you've got to get it ordered, obviously. So get online, SchwannBuickGMC.com. They do have new inventory. Schwann, the Buicks and the GMCs arriving daily. And there are plenty to check out, but they're going quick. They're in and out pretty much in this market. So find out more at Schwann Buick GMC and tell them the What's On Your Mind team sent you.
And we're back. And this is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennett on What's On Your Mind. Our guest right now is Ellie Schaefer, Ellie from San Francisco. We're talking about kind of differences of opinion between Republicans and Democrats. And, you know, there's a lot of them, obviously, you know, it's a tough one, Ellie, and people are all jumbled up. They hate our government. They hate our elected officials. They, you know, they're really pushing back and stuff, and we've kind of got a mess on our way out there. we should talk about some solutions. You know, are there ways out of this? You know, can we bring people together? Can we form our government again?
I think, you know, a lot of that is, you know, it's just everything is just so extreme right now, right? And everything is so politically charged. What you eat, where you eat, what you wear, you know, what movies you go see, whatever. You know, it's just like everything is just so politically charged. You can't have a conversation with people anymore. You know, it was funny. I was in the airport and we were mentioning, you know, we flew into North Dakota. And we had a delay when we were in Denver. And I was just, you know, just chit-chatting with some of the folks in the, you know, in the airport while we were waiting. There's nothing else to do, so we were talking. And, you know, we had a conversation about just, you know, ended up talking politics and, you know, just kind of what's going on in the country, things like that. And I was talking to this guy, and he said to me, you know, you know, what's your opinion on gun control? And I guess he knew I was from California and, or, you know, knew I live in California. And I said, look, you know, like, and we're just talking, right? We're having just a simple, you know, conversation. And, I said, you know, I grew up with guns. I, you know, shoot guns. I, you know, grew up with shotguns and pistols. I, you know, go out shooting when I can. You know, and I said, but it doesn't mean that I don't think that there need to be some changes in the laws. And I mean, I don't know, you know, and that was it. That's all I said. And he just went, you know, crazy on me. Like I was an anti-gun, flaming liberal. Yeah, I was going to take away his rights. And I was like, I just said there need to be some changes. You know, that's all. And, you know, it was really kind of a fascinating conversation because and how quick it escalated. Whereas in the past, you know, you can have a conversation about, you know, like, hey, where can we find our common ground? So, you know, there's some, you know, infamous friendships, right, of these people that have two different philosophical beliefs and maintained really good friendships. You know, President Reagan and Speaker O'Neill, my favorite happens to be, you know, Justice Ginsburg and Justice Scalia, who I thought had the most amazing friendship. And couldn't be ideologically different. And, you know, so, yeah, it's like, how do we get back to being able to sit down at the table and have a conversation?
So, speaking of conversations, let's go to John from Fargo. John is holding on. John, oop, I got to click him in here. So, John, what's on your mind today?
So, real quick, Nancy Pelosi doesn't represent California or doesn't represent San Francisco. So the problems in San Francisco are not her problem. What other cities there is? Which ones are her problems? Which ones aren't?
No, my suggestion was that there's a local government in San Francisco that controls the laws in San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi doesn't control the laws inside of San Francisco. She's a federally elected official. So she controls and is in part of the federal laws. The local laws, which are what a lot of people have a problem with, which have a tendency to go against business and
local people are for local laws. Which part of the federal laws is San Francisco not following? Because she lives right there. So I don't know how you can blame it on local laws when she's, I mean, I guess if you're running for office, is she going to say, I have nothing to do with San Francisco? None of these things are my problem. Whatever happens in San Francisco is not my problem. Would she run that way?
No, I don't. I'm not saying that at all. She's, you know, here helping. I think, though,
you said that it's not her problem. It's local problem.
That there's a lot of local elected officials that need to look at how San Francisco is being operated. Nancy Pelosi is not in charge of the police budget in San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi is not in charge of the homeless laws inside of San Francisco. Those are local laws. They are not federal laws.
Is she above or below them?
She is on the federal level. She is above them.
So she has influence on what they do.
Not San Francisco that much. I think you got to look at the elected officials in San Francisco. They don't listen to a lot of people. They kind of do their own thing.
Well,
yeah, so does she.
Yep, for sure. So thanks, John, for the call. We appreciate it. Try to sort this out. How do we come to some relief here on how to operate our government? Thanks, Ellie, for being with us. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we're signing off.
It's here. A whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to the renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this Hockett technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.